Hello, I'm Carol Richardson. I'm a professional organiser. I'm based in the UK. I love to help people to declutter and create more space. In fact, I'm known as the space creator. So sit back and listen, and I give you the best of my organising know-how. Here we go. I'm going to talk to you today about moving house. You're right at the beginning of your journey. You've put your house on the market, you're not sure when to start packing. My advice would be you start packing as soon as you've got every intention of moving. You may have just put your house on the market, but packing takes so much longer than any of us ever believed that it will do. To pack up a whole house takes quite a lot of effort, and there are stages that you need to go through. So start to think about how you're going to manage the overall packing schedule right at the very beginning, as soon as you've got that intention to move home. You can make a start without putting off potential viewers. The way that you do that is to pack in a way that, yes, it looks like you're moving, but you're not going to clutter each room with lots and lots of boxes that are right in the centre of the room. If you put them towards the periphery of the room without stacking them high, you will still have that sense of space within your home. And of course, the potential viewers know that you're moving. They know because they're viewing your home. So they're going to expect a certain amount of boxes and you have made a start with your packing. So don't worry too much about that, but try not to make each room look really cluttered purely because you are packing boxes. You know, you want your home to look as spacious as it possibly can. That way you're not going to put off potential viewers. The next thing to think about is what you're going to take with you. That might seem like an obvious thing, but believe me, in the past, I have packed things that I had no intentions of keeping. And I did that not once, not twice, but three times. Each time I decluttered and I got rid of some of those things that I didn't need. But why on earth on that very first packing journey did I take all of those things with me? Mainly because I really didn't think through what my new home was going to be like. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a moment. So now is the time to declutter. Now is the time to get around to all those things that you didn't get around to before you put your house on the market. My advice would be to go room by room. And as you go room by room, you can really do a very quick declutter. Just purely scanning the room, you will have some idea of what you want to take with you and what you don't want to take with you. But also as you're going through the process of packing, as you hold each object in your hand that you're about to pack or you're considering whether to pack, just take a moment. Just take a moment to really think hard about, am I ever going to use this? Has it been useful? When was the last time that I actually did use it? How would I see myself using it in my new home? And your gut feeling will tell you whether or not you need to take that with you. There'll be a part of your mind that will say, oh yes, but you know, you pay good money for this. What if you suddenly decide that you do need it in the future? Our minds play those kinds of tricks on us. But actually, go with your gut feeling rather than your mind. Your mind will try and save you from something going wrong. Your gut feeling knows whether something is useful or not. And now is the time to really think hard about that so that you can donate to a charity shop or to somebody that you know. Give it to somebody that's going to love it and use it. And that way, you're not just giving it away, you're actually giving it away with a purpose. And it really does make a difference to your mindset. So you've made some of those decisions and you're ready to start packing away. I would take another moment to look at the things that you're packing. And again, do a double check and make sure that you actually do need them. You're actually going to use them. What I would also do as you are packing is to make a list. You're going to make two lists, actually. You're going to use maybe that kind of duplicate paper that you can get so that you write on one copy and it's transferred underneath. You need two lists because one list, when your packing is complete within that box, is going to go on the top of your packing. So as soon as you open that box, you've got the list in front of you. But you're also going to need a second list because you're only going to pack away the things that you think you're not going to need. But inevitably, we make mistakes sometimes with these things. And if there is something that you need to retrieve, believe me, you will not remember which box you have put it in. It's nigh on impossible when you start packing to remember. There'll be lots of boxes that you're actually going to be filling up. What I would also do is to colour code the outside of the boxes and colour code it by room so that it's much, much easier come the day when the delivery men pick up, the removal men, pick up the boxes to take them. You will have a particular colour code for the kitchen, a colour code for the dining room, for the main bedroom, or for the office. All of those things will be so much easier. You can put that colour code on the outside of each door, so just something that you print out or even just colour in on a piece of paper and blue tack it to the outside of each door. The removal men will be really grateful, and they're not going to be putting heavy boxes in rooms where you don't want them, and then you're going to have to pick them up again and you're going to have to move them. It's never fun to have to do that. So by doing some of those things that I've talked about, or all of those things that I've talked about, you've actually made a really fantastic start, so that the closer you get to actually being sure that your house is sold and being sure of a property that you're going into, the more you're ready and you're prepared. And believe me, it's so much less stressful to have done it that way. There will be things that you can't pack until the last minute, and that's stressful enough. Getting those things together takes longer than you think it will take, but you don't need the stress, you know, a week before you're moving to be panicking and to be trying to pull in, going to work, you know, looking after the kids, doing all the things, preparing meals that you have to do, and, you know, spending 3 or 4 hours a day trying to pack and late into the evening. That's the last thing that you need. All the time that you packed, you've thought about, will I need it and will it fit into my new home? So the chances are now that you're really only going to take the things that are really useful to you. There'll be the odd mistake, you know, don't be too hard on yourself. We all do that, and you'll get it to its new destination and still you'll wonder why you packed it. But if you've done the majority of the decluttering, then you're well on the way to a really smooth transition into your new home. Now, I am going to be doing another podcast particularly for moving day, so to give you some hints and tips about what will make moving day so much easier for you. I hope this has been useful. Please comment below. And please let me know what other podcasts you would like me to record for you. Thank you. I really appreciate you listening to this podcast. I hope you'll join me again for another organising podcast. Together, we can organise well.